000, I think. Tzadik Vav. Shimon Tzadik Vav, Hilchus Tfila. Tzadik Hei, I'm sorry. Shimon Tzadik Hei. That's what we're up to. Meaning next to each other, or exactly. The birur, meaning exactly what? Bechivun. Oh, okay. Bechivun, you mean measured, figured out? Yeah. Ki ilueinu melabechad. Actually, in Yerushalmi, there's a man the Omar. And it means one in front of each other, as one foot. The idea is it should look like one foot. So in Yerushalmi there's a Mandi Omar, that it means one foot, one in front of each other. Okay. So it's one foot that way. Lidam Muslim Alochim. The Ksubahan Braglayan Bregel Yeshora Klemer Raglayan Nearest Keregel Echad. So there's an idea here. The idea is that you're not scattered in different directions. It's like saying I only have one kivun. Lasus and sonovish of Hashemayim. Like I only have one foot. I'm only going to one place. Wherever I go, I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's the idea of Lidamus l'malochim. Question is, that doesn't really. I'm rethinking what I just said. Although what I just said is true, but why would that be something to exhibit by davening? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. B'di'evad afilim lo kivun raglav klal yotza. There is some makor in some sources. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah will bring it down. I don't remember anymore. I don't know. I was growing up. I don't know if people do it anymore. They would keep their heels together. And their feet would be separate. And just keep their heels together. So there is what?
Is that the part that has to do again?
No, maybe the Mishnah Berurah. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch means for sure. But the reason I mention it is because b'di'evad you yotzei. Even though it's not proper. Or at least not al pi nigla. But l'maisa you yotzei.
Question is, what
did the no, they had it as one foot, very, very sure. It looked like one foot. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shekivah Shemadam Mashchina Tzorch Lasali Kol Machshav Saguf Mi Libo L'dam Moskilu Hu Maloch. Maybe that's the
Mishnah.
I don't know.
Shalom
Maloch. Maloch doesn't have any other. Torkel Sali Komach was a goof me libo. What do you mean Komach was a goof? I mean, it's pretty hard when you're davening Rafainu and Baruch Aleinu and Tachonin. Torkel Sali, it means person. Komach was a goof me libo. You're not supposed to be comfortable, maybe. There is such a man. The Yom Rav Lavush says that you're not. Like, you can't. It's like. A person wants to exhibit helplessness, like he can't stand on his own two feet. We'd say it's like you don't have a I'm bachazaka when you stand like that. It's like you're sitting on one foot, like you're wobbly, right? If you really want to solidify yourself, you would spread your feet out and have them both planted firmly on the ground. So, but I don't know if that's what Mishnah Berurah means, meaning the Beis Yosef. He brings it up in the Beis Yosef. That's what the Levush says. Others describe it as someone who's chained. It's like he's chained, so he's helpless. So he's totally in Hashem. So by tefillah, that's what you should feel also. I don't know. That's two different pshat. I don't know if either of them are in the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's try again. Shekivah shemadaber mashchina tzorech lasali kol machshos aguf mi libo l'damas kiluhu maloch. So what?
I think it's talking about talking about, not that you're not asking for physical needs for the future, but whatever you are now, your existence with this second, don't have that on your mind. In other words, you're not worried how your hair is, you're not worried.
So that's like a malach. So he's not really explaining the symbolism of the feet. He's just really explaining Leidamus L'malach. Why we pick regel. In other words, like Yom Kippur is a minute to stand. Well, actually, we stand by Shemoneh Esrei too. Yom Kippur is a minute to stand the whole day because we want to. It's such a lashon is said by Yom Kippur. We want to be nizdamet to a malach.
Kittel?
Yeah, the white. Yeah. Anyway, it's such an idea. So we'll say like this, the Mishnah Berurah Taka doesn't say why this is such a strong manifestation of being like a malach. So that we could say, that's it, pashtus, like single-minded purpose. He's not going to different places, he's only going to one kibun. That's the definition of a malach, right? He's a shliach Hashem. Now that's the pshat and the regla. Mishnah Berurah doesn't get into that. He just talks about that we want to be nizdamet to a malach when we're davening, because we want to. Or he means something like the lavush, that there's a sila kaguf involved in standing like this. You're negating like the strength of your own guf when you stand like this. Okay. Afilu muyoshe ba'agola. That's interesting. We didn't have that before, right? The circumstances when you're davening sitting down, let's say a person decides to sit down and daven on a plane, b'komukom yechavin raglof, you should keep his feet together.
Legs together or just
feet? Yeah. His feet. Like standing, like when you're standing.
Like knees together?
I don't know if that's what it means. Raglof means his feet, not legs. Now the next sentence is going on someone davening sitting down. Al yismoch oz lachra. So you shouldn't lean back. Lo yemutol etzadav. You shouldn't lean to the side. Val yivshot raglov. That's don't spread out your feet. Val yakivim ze al ze. You know, like cross your feet. Nishakol ze derech gaiva. Lo yoshev erosho kofuf. It's dumb. Things to watch out for when you're daven sitting down. You have to sit at attention, so to speak. You have to sit with respect. You have to sit with like Omer b'fnei HaMelech, so to speak. And also Yechavin Raglov. So we're not sure what it means. You're asking a good question. Does it mean the knees also, or does it mean just let's say the ankles? I don't know. It should be
it's hard to do. It's awesome.
It's hard to do what? It's hard to keep the knees separate.
Knees together.
Yeah. So maybe it just means the feet. Just has to mean feet.
I mean, it's more at attention when you have everything.
Regel means the feet, not the leg. Regel is the bottom part. Regel is the bottom. That doesn't mean this. This is called something else. This is the zroa, this is the yad. This is the shok. We would say the shok would be together. Regel tak is the bottom part.
Malach obviously has one.
Well, Malach didn't have a form anyway. This is in Shuas, because he should have listened on Shuas when I said I left Torah.
That's it.
Yeah. This is the first day Shuas. I think they're going right with the Shara. Anyway, yeah. The description.
But in Yisrael, we also have Shoshak Nafayim.
Yeah. It's all symbolism. I mean, if you see what the perception of a Navi would be, this look, this is what they would look like. But they don't have a physical form, really. This is what the Navi sees.
Are the Kruvim considered Malach?
Which Kruvim?
The Kruvim.
Which?
The Kruvim on the Aron. Are they?
They're just images.
They're images of Malachim.
Yeah, there are Malachim that are called Kruvim. If you look in the Rambam's list of the 10 groups of Malachim in the hierarchy of Malachim, Kruvim is one of them. By Yoruf Alai had Kruvim. It's one of the.
So that is what we're saying, that might be the physical representation of
that idea. Maybe. Kruv is from the Lashon Kirav, the Gemara says. It looks like a child. So, again, the Malachim themselves don't have physical forms. It could be the Ruchniyistic essence of what a Kruv is, and the hierarchy of Kruvim would have certain attributes, let's say Zrizus, let's say. So it's just Zrizus. So that would be represented by a Kiravia, by a young child. So again, the din is Yechavin Raglav Zeh, Tzolzeh, Bechivon, Kilo Meinu Ma'alo Echot, Lidamas Lamalochim, Tuchsev Ben Braglein Regal Yeshora, Kloim Raglein Nirin Kiregal Echot. So again, I'm still convinced that the Etzem Pshat in Raglein Nirin Kiregal Echot is that. They're Malochim, they just go to do the Ratzon Hashem, they're not all over the place. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining why you want to be Nidamah to a Malach, because you want to be Mavatal, the goof, you know, now's not a time to think about the goof in the sense that you said, you're worried about how you look and how you're feeling, your comfort. Okay, and the other pshatim, there are, the Lavush says, so you should feel a little helpless. You should feel like you're tied together. You're dominating, you should feel helpless, you should feel like it's only Hashem that could fulfill what you want and need. It's a humbleness, it's a sign of hachon of a tefillah, it's a sign of you're going to the melech to ask him something. He's preparing himself, he's not just jumping into it, he's going. So now, V'ein tzorech lachzor l'achora, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So you don't really have to walk back, unless you have to. If you're right by a wall, you're going to have to walk back in order to walk forward. But the etzem din is only to walk forward. Ken kosev el yirabba. Abul mina goylom.
So the Yalanov is saying, even if you're at the wall, you don't have to do that.
Well, you do if you have to walk. For practical reasons. If you want to walk forward, you got to walk backwards.
What are you saying? You don't have to walk forward?
I understood it to mean when you're not by the wall.
Okay.
That means not by a wall. By a wall, if you want to be Mekayim the Din, you're going to have to walk backwards.
I thought you have to be Mekayim the Din when you're over the wall.
But the Minigoylam is always to take three steps back. That's the Minigoylam.
And it's even though it's the Ramah, it's the Minog of everyone.
No, to walk back. The Ramah says to walk forward. The Ramah just says to walk forward. The Leo Rabba says, don't walk back, just walk forward. There's no din to walk back.
Right.
Minigoylam is to walk back and then to walk forward. But the basic din is to walk forward. That's good to remember. Sometimes you can't go back. There's someone davening Shemoneh Esrei in back of you. It could happen sometimes. Someone davening Shemoneh Esrei in back of you.
But I'm saying, even Spartan, nobody can walk forward.
There's no machleik. It's not always the machaber. They do. I think they do a lot of things that the Ramah says. This is all in the same vein. Just like we say you walk forward as an ofen of like preparing yourself, so he would stand up. This is just a minute, it's not a din. You don't stand up the last second. It's also in the same vein of walking forward. So he would stand up by Tehillos L'Kel Elyon. I think a lot of Siddurim print this, that it's proper to get up then. Uve Mincha, he would stand up right away in the beginning. Shiarin HaShliach Tzibur L'Fnei Ateva. Uve Arvis, K'shishkol HaShliach Tzibur Kaddish. This way you'll fulfill another din of standing by Kaddish. V'gam Yosir Oskich. V'niyo V'chodover M'valvul Machshavta. Okay, that's the time that you gotta start preparing yourself for Shmon Esrei. Okay. Nice, it is brought down, like I've been keeping the feet together. I saw some of that. Sometimes by an older person, it's hard. So okay, he does the best he can. The first Mishnah says he yoitzu without it. I say this because when you're young, you know, they teach you like it's mamish, and it is very important, but it's not the end of the world, you know.
Okay.
You have a choice between seeing the place if you're standing. I don't know what. If you sit, you can keep your feet together. If you stand, you can't. So stand.
But this is not. This is also done by Kaddish, no? Other things.
We're going to have at the end the last sif in the siman talks with us by Kedusha. By Kaddish, it's, I don't know if it's called a minig, or maybe it's like Kedusha automatically. I don't know.
What? Together?
Yeah, it could be. There is such a minig.
For people answering Kaddish?
No, the guy saying Kaddish. It's just a minig, you know, it could be it's just a minig, because the whole point is Lodamas and Malachim, and the reason for the Siv Dalid of Kedusha is because you're being like the Malachim, you're saying the Kaddish Hashem Chabalom, Kshem Kedusha Mosob, Kshem Barom. So you're saying I'm like a Malach. But I don't know if by Kaddish, Taka, I would have to look in the sources, yeah. But there is such a minig. We didn't have it. In Nun Hay, we didn't have it. Can you get a Rosh Hashulchan, please? Where is it? Nun Gimel or Nun Hay? Nun Hay. Chayyur is also saying good. Like, why should Chayyur by Kaddish does no Nun Vav? No, Nun Vav is Anias Kaddish. That's where it would be. We bow down and see that. It really would be in the Sif about Kedusha. I guess people's, like, you know, instinctive feeling is that for a davar should be kedusha, even though for yesh mirab, but they don't. But the person saying kaddish, it's on the bottom, all the way on the bottom. Down in Yeshua Babarchu Noyagin Kain. That's all he says. And that's Shmona Esrei. Then he says in Sefalov, by him Sefalov. Chaim Bekedusha Onu Makdishim Kmalachim, but Gam Yeshua Babarchu Noyagin Kain. Me by Kaddish, it's just plain minig. I would have brought it down here. And then not even the Darga of a minig that he sanctions. Just, I think people do it. Okay. So that's the Fifalith. Talked about feet together and talked about, let's see how he says the three steps. There's a remez. Oh, there's three times in the Tanakh it says Hagosha Tfilah, Vahigash Avram, Vahigash Yehuda, Vahigash Elio. So it's three Hagoshas. Okay, so base sorach sheyokof rosho ma'at. Your head should be bent down a bit. Sheyu ein of lamata l'oretz. The point of that is not to be looking around. The point of that is not to be looking around. The Yachshav Kilomit Bebeis HaMikdash, who believe you have in the Mala L'Shamayim. So let's see. The Mishnah Berurah says, I only El Simin Tzadik Sifchot Meches B'Mishnah Berurah. So the Simin Tzadik Sifchot Meches, he talked about not looking out the window. The windows is before you start davening. I forgot the Shach Sheet in Ein of Lamata, he says there. So what are you saying? Windows, just look at Shemayim. Others say you look outside first before you start davening. There the Mishnah Berurah says, Kshenes Bat Lo Kavanosai, Yisayin of L'Shamayim Lo'ora Kavona. That's what he says in Simen Tzadik, the Mishnah Berurah. So the real din is to look down, because you're not supposed to be looking around. L'mata L'oretz. Probably that's Yaakov Rosh Hashanah, probably. Oh, the Bach here, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings on the Bach. The Kodesh Shaskal is Balo, the Stakal Bachalon is Klap Bishamayim, Kadesh Eli Bonichna. Lamata La Oretz is Einov, Voisin Amagbim Rashayim, Veinayim Lamaluk, Shamabita Malagag, Hamalacha Maligam Alayim. I guess that was the way people daven. So he says, sharply says not to do that. Because of our Pima Godam, Shein Lassus Tenu and Meshuna. It's not always a good idea. Don't look funny. V'yachid Rishus, below the Tzibur. Tzibur, you shouldn't. V'yachid, don't do it. V'yachid Rishus means you can do it if you want to, but it's not advisable. Tzibur, you shouldn't. That's what I understand what he's saying. Don't look foolish to people. Don't look crazy. The Prat Lahorim Kol Chloimim. Because of Achreinim, Shkol Mishayna Otsumayna B'Shas Tfilosh Man Esrayna Zeichaliras Pnei Shechina B'Tseis Navsho. Achim Mispalal Mesidur. Vayna Pekuchos K'Deiliras Bo Leslom Bo. That's certainly okay. We had that before. And so he said it to each his own. Some people daven better by heart. Some people daven with a siddur better. I think now they're mamlitz to daven from a siddur. I think, again, each person is different, but I would be mamlis daven from the siddur. It's a little dangerous. You can get distracted if something's going on around you, but it seems to me it's much easier to have kavana if you're just reading from the siddur. It's easier to focus on the words and think. Saying it by heart, you have to, this is what I find, you have to conjure up an image, you have to conjure up an image of the, sometimes it depends on your mood. Sometimes, Pasha, with your eyes closed, you just have more general kavana. With your eyes open, you have peripheral vision, all kinds of things.
Include like not doing things that make you stick out from what the rest of the Kahal's doing?
Well, that's for Prima Godam. Yeah. You're doing that now to Tanua Mashuna.
Or just
as a general rule in life, you mean?
Just going longer than normal.
What I always said over from the, what I read somewhere, what the stipler told his son. He wanted to sit down on some steps for Tachin. Maybe you're right, but don't do anything that people are going to look at you funny. We had that Mechuchos Kriya Shema, not to go like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see the Bir Halacha. He discusses this din in the context of keeping your eyes, of looking around. In other words, you said that the Yaakov Rosh Ma'at and perhaps even the Ein of Lamata is a Hachna. But let's see the Bir Halacha. I am the Mishnah Berurah Shekol Mishena Oitzumainov. Who Mishuri Knesses Hagdoyla Mavua Beverhate. I am the Hivim, I am a Mordechai Shekotu, the Gibedina Talmud, Ain Isu Beinayim Psuchos, Rakshiu Ain of Lamata Loretz. Ryan Oel Simon Sadik with the Chalak. Yeah, what Sifchav Gimel? What's a Sifchav Gimel in Sadik? Sadik Chav Gimel. It says if you're davening in front of a tapestry, then you should close your eyes. Okay. Achlofim eshekos v'achreinu b'shem hazohar d'tzorech l'hatzumeinu b'shas tefila nirish hazohar kodesh chaylik b'zeh al talmud edidon. Kayodim klal chodbeiz mashma the ikar israel fi azoyer l'dafka kshemastakol bein of apsuchos. It doesn't mean open eyes. But at first we wanted to say that the din of ein of lamata la'oretz is like a stira to the Zohar. But then he said the Zohar also doesn't mean open or shut. It means you don't look around. You shouldn't see things. But the main of lamata klal la'oretz bein of machavinos lehistakol b'dover acher. So v'chuli al mashori. The word pligi klal. But that doesn't include the siddur. Okay, so what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that al pi the Zohar, I guess, but the Zohar, it doesn't sound from the Mishnah Berurah to be halacha though that the Zohar is a stira to looking in the siddur. That's what he says. The Zohar is also only talking about looking at things. Looking at things. Yeah, I lost the place. The Zohar is also talking about looking at things. That's what he says at the end. Loi pligi klal. Okay. So, Yaakov Rosho Ma'at, if you ain't of Lamata La'oretz, that's maybe even with your eyes open. We're certainly mamlitz to keep your eyes closed, al pi the Zohar, if they're not in the Siddur. The Yachshov Kilomi Beveis HaMikdash. That's really that we had. That's your imagine. We believe o yechavim lamalu l'shamayim. That means you should remember you're davening to Hashem, not to the Aron Kodesh, not even to the Kodshei Kodshim, not to the Beis Hamikdash. You're davening to Hashem. That's what it means.
If you imagine you're in the Beis Hamikdash,
davening to Hashem. You're davening to Hashem. No, you should know. Sometimes, sometimes people fixate on an object, like the Aron Kodesh, face, daven to Aron Kodesh, so to speak, you know.
Kotel.
To Kotel, yeah. So that's what he's telling you, like, don't forget, Lipo should be with Shemayim, you're not davening to. Remember who you're talking to. So you're in the Bokam HaMikdash and you believe you have in the Malul HaShemayim. Menech Yodav HaLibo Kfusen, Pirush Kekshurin. So the Mishnah Berurah immediately says, B'mokam Shenoag Yim Lamod Kein Lefnei HaMelech, Shabadabra Mimo. B'shol Amito Tzarcheyam, Akol Kamin HaMokam. So, no, I do see people having like that, but Mishnah Berurah says no. What? Like this. Oh, there's a whole way to do it. Sefer HaSorah Mamoros Kozum B'Shem HaRizal Shenichu Zerosom HaLibam Yimonis HaSmolis. Like this, I guess. B'Shem HaRamak Sheyokov HaYagodol B'Tach Pisos HaYad. I don't know.
The Rav says Rashi is like intertwined.
Right. That's what we have. That was different. That was like I be like this, like you. I guess that. So how does that stem with this taka?
You for sure not supposed to put your hands in your pockets.
For sure not. That's like. The truth is, someone doesn't daven here anymore. But if it ever comes up, I didn't want to say anything to him. You're not supposed to stand like this either. It's really, I didn't want to say anything. But it's not supposed to stand like that. That's, or like this. Same thing. Vayelich yodav al chalotzov on your hips, I guess. Vayishu derech yuarum. Beim of yeshlus noeh b'shas atfila that we have. That also depends. Some people daven better without it. Without shaking. Some people stand like dark straight, like a soldier. from clothes. It really depends on your mood sometimes. The truth is, it's like the Gemara with the hands. It really is the mood, right? Those are the Gemara saying Shabbos. Like, Bishas Tzara, so you like this. And Bishas Shalom, you have a different...
Shlomo HaMelech had his hands out when he...
Yeah, that we know.
It's
pshat
on that.
I mean, it's like this. That's how they used to daven. We don't. It's not even brought down the halacha. It changed, yeah.
And he was looking up?
Yeah.
I mean, you would think if he has his hands out, he's looking up, it doesn't make sense. He's below like this.
Yeah, and a chalami.
It's like totally different. Shlomo HaMelech, see how we daven, he would say, what are you doing?
So where did we have before about the hands? Then Sadiq Aleph. Yeah, and Sadiq Aleph, no. Sadiq Aleph was about the clothing. Where was that? That's from the Gemara in Shabbos. Where was that? Because I remember we looked up the Gemara in Shabbos, the Bishas Shalom and Bishas. Maybe it's a dollar.
Coin?
No. Could we just talked about it, but here the halacha is. But why doesn't the halacha reflect? Can I trouble you for Gemara Shabbos? Maybe. Why doesn't the halacha reflect the Gemara? Why does the halacha only talk about Yod Deva Libo Kfusim? Rava Shadi Glime took off his fancy. He didn't want to look fancy. He pocher yoda. He go like this. That's what Rashi says. Umatzli. Omar kab kami mori. And so that's close to what we're learning now. Omar Avashi. And that's how we paskin. Dalid. It would be nice if this says the case of Gimel, and it does. So the case of Gimel. So this is the Gemara. Then Omar Ravashi. So that's a statement of Rabba, and that's how we paskin. Omar Avashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kano, Ki'ika Tzaira Bialmo, let's say they needed rain, Shodi Glime, Upochar Yode, that's how he would daven. Umatzli, Omar Kavda Kamimori, Ki'ika Shalmo, Lovish Umaskasi, the things were going well, and a different sort of davening. So then he would dress up like Choshev clothing. And that's more mashma that then he wouldn't stand that way. So that's reflected in Tzadik Aleph Vav in the Ramah. So that is reflected in Tzadik Aleph Vav in the Ramah. Ubaz Takhil forgot. Ubay Zam Yeshlachabi Kiyadayim Bashasatfila Kadakami Mori. It's like not even a dover of hifuchal, but it is really conceptually. So how does that stem with hiyos of gimel and echanami? It really doesn't. Teretz is, like Mishnah Berurah says, this is talking about maybe when they b'mokom shoyimdim shenoy yilamet came with ne'amelach. I don't know if that stems with the ari, like the whole way to stand. Put your thumb. That's okay. But the bottom line of all these things is that whatever works for you, there is a follow the halacha with the understanding that the halacha probably reflects the two things. You seek the yisod that it makes a difference how you stand. It's mashbi on you. It is mashbi on you. And also the way the Shulchan Aruch describes is probably the most mashpia. It works. Okay, it works. Sivdal, talk to Chavim Raglav, Gam Shosha Mekedushim Shlach Tziba, because you like the Malachim. Okay, we'll stop here. Wait, uh-oh. How does it close? This button closes it.